I'm Alexandra de Trolio. Brazilian Bishop Joe Ronaldo Ribeiro of Formosa, along with four other priests from the diocese, were arrested and charged with stealing diocesan money. Prosecutors say they stole around $600,000 and used the money to buy a cattle ranch and lottery store. Money was also found in the bishop's home during a search by police. The head prosecutor stated that Bishop Ribeiro is also suspected of having stolen money from another diocese where he served from 2007 to 2014, and that claims have been made that priests paid the bishop monthly, quote, allowances in order to be put in more, quote, profitable parishes. John Dowd, President Donald Trump's lead lawyer, and Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling and collusion has stepped down. In an email to the Associated Press, Dowd stated he loved the president, wished him well, and that his decision to resign was voluntary and not related to the president not following his legal advice. Dowd had been speaking with Mueller over the terms and reach of an interview with Trump. Mueller's investigation is also looking into the connections between Trump's campaign and the data collection firm Cambridge Analytica. The firm has been heavily criticized in recent days after it was found out that it retrieved information on over 50 million Facebook users in order to influence elections in Britain and the United States. President Trump signed an order today that opens the door to implementing tariffs on up to $60 billion worth of imports from China. Trump stated it was a punishment for the stealing of American technology and for the pressure Chinese companies put on American companies to give over that information. Trump blamed the trade imbalance between China and the U.S. for the loss of American jobs. China released a statement saying it would take, quote, all necessary measures to defend itself, increasing the possibility of a trade war. In other news, the House has approved a bipartisan spending bill of $1.3 trillion ahead of a Friday night deadline to prevent a third government shutdown. The bill sends money to Pentagon programs, building roads, and the opioid crisis, but does not address recipients of DACA, immigrants that were brought to the country illegally as children. The package now heads to the Senate for approval. It has been 6 months since Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico, and assistance and relief is still needed. While power has been restored to 93% of the island, around 121,000 are still without it, and the poverty rate has climbed to 52%. Catholic Extension in Chicago has started a new campaign called Patrons of Puerto Rico in order to help parishes on the island continue offering relief and services to people. The campaign aims to raise money by having individuals, parishes, and church groups, quote, adopt a parish in Puerto Rico. Parishes across the island have helped deliver meals, water, and supplies to some of the more devastated areas. Catholic Extension is a charity that raises funds to help support U.S. mission dioceses, most of which are in rural areas and have a small number of resources. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamedia.org.